When Amherst Town Supervisor Barry Weinstein talks about the upcoming contract for picking up trash and recycling, one phrase keeps coming up.
And there's more.
Amherst has accepted a bid from Modern Corporation to begin waste pickup when the contract with Waste Management expires at the end of the year. Weinstein says the town had been looking for ways to provide incentives for Amherst to recycle more and make money off of it. And he's excited about what the new year and new contract will bring.
We have a contract now where we get approximately $100,000 for our recycling efforts every year. It doesn't change whether we do well or we don't do well. We also pay per household for picking up, hauling, and disposing of our trash. And again, that doesn't vary. If we put less trash in a landfill, we don't get any benefit from it. If we put more trash in, it doesn't cost any more because we're paying by the unit.
He says this new 5-year contract with Modern Corporation is different, and it will cost the town $2 million less per year. During the first year, Amherst residents will see $1 million of that going to reducing taxes. The other $1 million will go toward a one-time purchase of totes on wheels for recycling that are about two-thirds the size of the totes used for garbage.
Our plan is to use some of our savings on this contract to buy 65-gallon totes so people can put all their recyclable material into one large tote, just throw it in, and almost everything is recyclable under the new program.
That includes the full spectrum of plastics from number 1 to 7, which includes yogurt cups and plastic plates. Pizza boxes, even old kitchen cookware, can be tossed in too. Residents won't need to keep their paper separated from the rest anymore. Modern does that once the items go to its facility in Lewiston. Joe Hickman is the sales and municipal accounts manager at Modern.
The materials, as they go through the process, there is a combination of mechanical and manual sorting. And essentially what the facility does, it allows for materials to be processed faster in a larger quantity. And that's why the mixing of materials are allowed. It's because the machinery, the equipment, the staff, and the way it's designed, it just can process more material faster, which makes it more cost-effective than sorting it and categorizing it at the street's edge in the trucks.
Hickman says the philosophy is the more items you're allowed to toss into the recycling bin, the more likely you'll recycle.
We found that when you start having to give a lot of thought to something you're doing, people lose interest in it. So therefore, we've opened up our menus to extend to include items that are traditionally not as well received in the marketing of recycling because they have a lesser value. However, it makes people stop and think, is it or isn't it? And if they decide that they're not going to recycle because they don't think it's part of the program and it really is part of the program, that it could be lost in the waste.
Weinstein says the town of Amherst expects to cash in on the increase in recycling.
As our recycling goes up, our benefit per recycled ton is going to go up also. The cost of processing the recycled materials is going to go down. And we pegged it to the marketplace for recyclable materials. So if the market goes up, we'll get more. And we have a floor there. Originally, they offered us $28.50. We set the floor at $28, and we have the potential to going up to $35, markedly increasing our recyclable revenue. And there's more.
An incentive program will offer discounts to residents to encourage them to recycle.
Simply by registering for the program, they become a Tier 1 participant, and they're entitled to discount coupons to local businesses. And then what happens after that is, as residents participate and certain benchmarks are achieved within the municipality as far as recycling participation in terms of tons, everybody who is registered then moves up to that second tier,
which leads to more discounts at national chains. Amherst will also pay landfill charges per ton in this new contract instead of paying per unit. Weinstein believes this could save the town even more money as more would-be trash gets recycled through this program and the town's electronic recycling program.
We've got several big bins in the highway department. People drop off their electronic recyclable material, and it picks up by a company called Sun King 2-3 times a week. So we've taken all this electronic material out of the landfill cycle.
Weinstein says there will be no penalty for not recycling, just positive reinforcement for those who do. And if you don't have enough room to house the larger recycling tote, Amherst plans on offering smaller ones upon request. Sharon Osorio, WBFO News.